Hi guys, this is the first episode from a series of business growth podcasts presented to you by Answer Insight. This is a series of business coaching sessions for business owners and leaders in Europe to support them in growing their businesses during times of all-pervasive change and crisis. Our first episode is called You Are One Step Away from an Entirely Different Life. I'm Maria Mushtaq, founder and managing director of Answer Insight. You are one step away from an entirely different life. We are increasingly hearing about the 1% that is earning 99% of the income in the world. This phenomenon is becoming more visible now that we are experiencing a pandemic and an economic decline. It is fascinating to see how people are reacting to this. Some are becoming bitter about it. Others are working hard to get in this 1%. And others are bench sitting and watching the time pass by. I have been fascinated by this subject for decades. We are all born equal. What makes people successful and others not? Can we model that? And can we be successful if we apply what we modeled? The answer is a definite yes. There is a science behind this. And I will share the outcome of my research with you in this recording. I believe that this is a necessary knowledge that will support entrepreneurs to thrive, especially now. How the pandemic and recession are impacting our reality. Ask people what they really want. They will tell you live happy, healthy, successful, and wealthy. This holds for every human being, and me and you too, right? For the majority of entrepreneurs, happiness, health, success, and wealth seem now at risk. We are amidst of a pandemic and an economic crisis with the magnitude that has been compared by the IMF to the Great Depression of 1930. The worst recession of the 20th century. We are experiencing constrictions on our abilities to move, interact, meet others, do business, travel, celebrate, and even pray. This is impacting our feeling of free movement, freedom, free choice, safety, and we're constantly bombarded by negative headlines in social media, news, papers, and research. This is generating feelings of worry and fear. We are seeing how this is impacting entrepreneurs and businesses in Europe. We are seeing a significant shrink in sectors. For instance, in the Netherlands, the catering sector dropped by 40%. Other business services declined by 16%. Transport and storage, minus 14%. Health and well-being, minus 6%. And trade, minus 2%. 14% of the businesses have liquidity problems, and 35% expect to have that within 6 months from now. In the UK, 600,000 businesses were at risk of collapse if the business support scheme would stop abruptly. How do we get results? Combining the theories of renowned experts in the field of personal transformation and success, ranging from Alan Watts, Napoleon Hill, Earl Nightingale, Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins, Marissa Peer, Dean Graziosi, we get a number of rules and formulas. We are all born geniuses. We have in us the power that created worlds. We become what we think about. The mind can't hold two contradictory emotions at the same time. It is 5% strategy and 95% mindset. What you hold in your head, you hold in your hands. Thoughts become things. The mind moves in the direction of our currently dominant thoughts. Your outcomes are a reflection of your mindset. When you fix the inside, the outside starts fixing itself. We attract what we are. Reading this, you will start getting an idea of why 99% are not doing so well, but 1% are. And why a good strategy and incessant hard work are not enough for growing a business. There is thus a formula for success. The best way to model it is by using a simplified view used by Bob Proctor and adding to it elements from other experts. This model states, we are constantly getting input through our senses from the world around us. Social media, news, TV, papers, opinions, chatter of the masses. And if we are aware enough, from our intuition and the voice inside. This input gets in our subconscious mind, our thinking mind. Again, if we are aware enough, we will select what to accept and what to discard. What we accept will generate thoughts. These thoughts will need to go first through the filter of our subconscious mind, the seat of our beliefs and paradigms, before we put them into action. If we are not aware and did not do our inner work, our paradigms will be based on old programming, mainly from our early years, childhood. Our subconscious will accept what is familiar and refuse what is unfamiliar, and will use the terror barrier to keep us in the comfort zone and prevent us from changing. What remains from the thoughts we had after the filtering by the paradigms will get into our body, will be turned into emotions and vibrations that we put out in the world. A combination of our emotions and vibrations and actions will lead to a response from the outside world and to results. Studies of successful people show that they have a highly developed awareness. They choose which thoughts they accept. They worked on changing their paradigms and old programming. And they are aware of the feelings and vibrations they put out in the world. Because of this awareness and intentionality, they get the right results. I have been applying these learnings incrementally during my working life, and I'm absolutely a great believer that when you fix the inside, your paradigms, the outside starts fixing itself, meaning you get results. And that is 5% strategy and 95% mindset. This is a key element in my business coaching practice, as it is a game changer. This is where the impact is made in the core, the mind and paradigms. And the feedback from clients is amazing. One of my clients, a serial entrepreneur in Europe and Africa, stated in a testimonial, the combination of modalities that Maria used to work with me has literally changed my personal and business life. Within days from starting these works, I started to become more positive towards life and business. Sales began to increase. Another client of mine said, if I encounter any problem in any way in the future, I will contact her immediately. With her creativity, her large network, and the extra dimension that she adds to her work using rapid transformational coaching, she brings people further at various levels. Well, it is really simple. The mind moves in the direction of our currently dominant thoughts. It is absolutely marvelous to see that if you want to change the outcomes of your business, you need to change your dominant thoughts. You are always one step away from a better life. As Bob Proctor puts it, the dark cave that you fear holds the biggest treasure. Dare to put the light on your paradigms and move to a better, happier, healthier, more successful, and abundant you. And if you need help, reach out. I will support you gladly. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode of Business Growth Series of Enter Insight. If you found this a useful content, please share it in your network to support other entrepreneurs. We are working on more podcast coaching sessions, so subscribe so that we can keep you updated. Speak soon on the next episode. Maria Mushtaq from Enter Insight.